Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
All right, now back with us on Thursday Night Tailgate is Dan Reeves, and let me remind you about Coach's background. He was born in Rome, Georgia, grew up in Americus, Georgia, where he played football, baseball, and basketball in high school. Played his college ball at the University of South Carolina, where he was a three-year letterman, setting several records as a quarterback, and he also played right field on their baseball team. When he left South Carolina, he was their all-time leading passer. He was inducted into the Gamecocks Hall of Fame in 1977 and the South Carolina Athletic Hall of Fame in 2006. He was somehow an undrafted free agent signed by the Dallas Cowboys in 1965, but also got an offer from the San Diego Chargers of the AFL and my hometown Pittsburgh Pirates to play baseball. He opted to play running back for the Cowboys from 1965 to 1972, and over the course of his playing career, he rushed for nearly 2,000 yards and scored 25 touchdowns. He added nearly 1,700 more receiving yards and 17 receiving touchdowns. He was a part of the Cowboys' 1971 Super Bowl championship team. He went on to become one of the greatest coaches in the history of the NFL with the Broncos, Giants, and Falcons, leading his teams to a 190, 165, and 2 record in 4 Super Bowl appearances. He's become a wonderful friend of the show, and we are so honored that he is back with us again tonight here on Thursday Night Tailgate. Good evening, Coach. Chris and Bob here. Thanks for coming back on the show.
Welcome back, Coach.
You bet, Chris. Bob, how y'all doing tonight?
Oh, fantastic. How are you, Coach?
Well, I'm doing good. Everything's good. We lost a great friend and a great Falcon on Tuesday in Tommy Novus. Just got prayers going out for Lynn and the entire Novus family. He was the first Falcon that was picked, and, he's been suffering for a couple of years now, with the CTE. So, thoughts and prayers go out for the Novus family.
Absolutely. We join you in that. And, Coach, I wanted to start our time with you tonight by getting your thoughts on the Falcons. And Coach, they've been a hard team to figure out this season. Start out the year winning 3 in a row, then they lose 3 in a row. The offense seems like it's a little out of sync at times, but now they've won 4 of their last 5 games, including a big win over the Saints last week. I wanted to get your assessment of where the Falcons are at right now.
Well, I think they're certainly, when you beat the Saints, that was a huge win for them because the Saints were really controlling the division. And everything's in front of them. They play division opponents now. That's kind of unique. I don't know that I've ever seen that many division games in a row as they finish the season. So, everything that they started out to try to accomplish at the start of the season are right in front of them. And, they certainly have some injuries, as everybody does this time of the year. But, they're playing well, and they got some confidence, certainly, from the game against the Saints.
Is this a Falcons team, Coach, that can make another run to the Super Bowl?
Well, I think so. A lot depends on, these next, games. There's no question that, they're playing some really tough games. Got, the division opponents and every one of them, every one of the division teams this year, are solid. So, if they get into the playoffs, I think their chances are excellent because they're going to be, really honed in on tough opponents, and that's what you have to play when you get in the playoffs.
And, Coach, now with the Eagles losing Carson Wentz, has that opened up the NFC? Is it sort of anybody's conference to win now?
Well, it definitely, hurts Philadelphia. They're still a good, solid football team. I was impressed with Foles when he came in and the job that he did. And, they're not a one-man team. They got a great defense. They play good special teams, and I think their offense, is solid. It's certainly a lot better, with Wentz, or he wouldn't be starting. But just a tremendous loss. You hate to see that happen to anybody, but particularly a young man who's having the year that he was having.
Bob, questions for Coach?
Yeah, it's always a pleasure to speak with you, Coach. I was thumbing through some of your old teammates in Dallas today, and throughout the years, just the who's who and Hall of Famers and incredible. And I just picked a few at random, Coach, to ask you about, and one of them was Calvin Hill, who obviously up here in Connecticut is a legend, having attended Yale. They honored him at last year at a game, and always seemed like a very, very good teammate, cerebral guy. What are your memories of a guy like Calvin Hill?
Well, first of all, he's the one that put me into coaching. He beat me out. You know, I was a running back until Calvin came, and he was Rookie of the Year, and, you know, I became a player coach. And so I was fortunate enough to, you know, be able to coach Calvin. And you're right, he was an outstanding athlete. But, you know, you could play him at so many different positions because he's extremely bright. But, you know, we used to kid him, you know, Calvin could get tackled and fall for about 4 yards. He was so tall and such a, you know, tremendous athlete. So he was, you know, great. The coach was Rookie of the Year, came in and made Rookie of the Year his first year, and, you know, was just a solid performer, you know, for the Cowboys. And, you know, Calvin is just an outstanding person on top of that.
And also on those Cowboy teams of the early 70s, coach, was Mike Ditka. And did you have any idea back at that point that he would be coaching material, that he would be able to lead guys and be a tough guy?
Well, I tell you, you know, that was a strange trade, you know, to Coach Landry when he brought Mike Ditka in, because we had, you know, had played, you know, against Mike when, you know, he was with the Bears. And you know, he was a tough competitor, and we'd had some players that, you know, got in some altercations with him. So it was kind of a surprise when they brought him in, but he was exactly what we needed. We were known as, you know, kind of a bend but don't break type of a football team. We weren't known for our toughness, and that's what Mike brought to us, and it certainly helped us, you know, win a Super Bowl. And he was a big part of it. Mike was, you know, just a tough guy. And then Coach Landry saw something in both Mike and myself that I don't know that either one of us saw in, you know, ourselves, and that was coaching. And, you know, we were both, you know, on the staff at the same time. And, you know, Mike had a tremendous football mind. You know, being in meetings with him, you know, every day, you know, he has had so many ideas. If, you know, you think about it, you know, the way the Cowboys, you know, came up and you know, went to the shotgun, really and truly, that was one of Mike's suggestions, you know, was to go to the shotgun when we were on the staff and talking about what we could do to improve. So Mike just had a great football mind and great competitor and the toughness that we needed, you know, with the Dallas Cowboys.
And, Coach, talking about tough guys, when you played in the era against guys like Dick Butkus and Ray Nitschke, Deacon Jones, Joe Green, Alan Payton. I mean, I could go on and on. What was it like being a running back playing against those guys?
Well, you know, certainly being hit by some of those guys that you mentioned, you know, was not a lot of fun. But thank goodness we had, you know, five offensive linemen up there that, you know, were really good athletes. And, you know, we had a quarterback through Don Meredith and then through Craig Morton and, you know, that and Roger Staubach that, you know, really helped us, you know, a great deal. But, no, those players that you mentioned, Dick Butkus, Deacon Jones, those are two of the greatest players that, you know, I played against. There's no question that, you know, they deserve to be in the Hall of Fame because they were awesome players.
And, Coach, looking back over the, you know, the full breadth of, you know, your time in the NFL, you've been a part of 9 Super Bowls, 5 with the Cowboys, both as a player and as a coach, 3 with the Broncos, and then 1 with the Falcons. Looking back at the, you know, the evolution of what the Super Bowl was to what the Super Bowl is, how has that game evolved, you know, since you first played in it back in 1970?
Oh, gosh. I mean, you know, when we went to the first Super Bowl, you know, it was a big deal because it was a 2-week deal, and that's what made it so difficult is because you're used to, you know, just playing 1 week. You play the next opponent, and you have 1 week to prepare. But when you have 2 weeks, you know, that was a tremendous difference. And then, you know, just the magnitude of interviews that you had to go through just was such a distraction. I mean, there's so many things that distract you in the Super Bowl that you have to learn to, you know, to deal with, you know, if you're going to be successful. So, you know, everybody wanting a ticket. You know, you got friends and family that you hadn't seen in years that, you know, expect to get tickets to the Super Bowl. So that's a big distraction too. So, you know, just a lot of things, but it's grown to be such a spectacular event, year in and year out. So it's just grown bigger and bigger. And, you know, they got a great name for it. When they came up with Super, you know, Super Bowl, that's a great name for it.
Bob Moore for Coach.
And, Coach, back in 66, 67, I was looking back at some of your own stats, and you carried the ball a lot and you caught a lot of passes. During that era, Coach, was that a Tom Landry thing that you knew you would be utilized both out of the backfield and as a pass catcher? I mean, your versatility obviously made you a very, very valuable player in this league.
Well, you know, in 1965, I made the team as a rookie, and I played very little, but played a lot on special teams. And then that offseason, Coach Landry came up with the idea of going to multiple formations, putting people in motion and so forth, trying to isolate Bob Hayes to where they couldn't double-team him. And, you know, he was such a force. And he moved Mel Renfro from defense over to halfback to accomplish those things because he was a leading punt returner, you know, in the league. And I was playing behind Mel. And through the six preseason games that we played, Mel was averaging, you know, over 6 yards a carry and was really lighting it up. And then he got hurt in the last preseason game, and I ended up moving in and starting at the running back. So I learned to do the same things that he did of going in motion, kind of being a wide receiver, coming out the backfield and catching. And Don Meredith, you know, was a great quarterback that, you know, knew and had the concept, and he – you know, had thrown the ball a lot at, you know, at SMU. So, you know, it really was unusual. Formations and all those things were, you know, kind of ahead of his time as far as coming up with all those formations. And that made you a pass receiver an awful lot, you know, trying to isolate Bob Hayes. So I was fortunate enough to be in the right place at the right time and get a break, you know, to help me start. And, you know, in 66, I scored 16 touchdowns, 8 running and 8 pass receiving. So you can see that, you know, they were using it in both ways. And, you know, when you got Bob Hayes on one side and Lance Rensel on another side, you know, as a receiver, you got, you know, Pettis Norman at tight end and Don Perkins at fullback and Don Meredith at quarterback. You got some pretty good players around you. And then our defense, you know, was called a doomsday defense. So they kept us on the field quite a bit because of our great defense.
And as far as your coaching career, Coach, over 20 years, and I think you won 10 or more games 9 different times, topped out by, I think, in the AFC, you had a 13-win season with Denver, and, of course, the 98 Falcons with 14 wins. Were those two of the most talented teams you had, Coach, or was there another team during your tenure that you thought, my goodness, this has to be the most talented bunch of guys I've ever had?
Well, you know, first of all, you got to have the quarterback position, and we made the deal for John Elway. That helped us be a contender, and I know the first year he came in there, we were playing the Baltimore Colts. We were down by 15 in the third quarter, and he brought us from behind to win that game. All of a sudden, everybody knew we had something special. If we could just keep the game close, he had a chance to help us win in the fourth quarter. So, you know, there's so many great, you know, games that I have memories of, but certainly beating, you know, the Cleveland Browns, going 98 yards to tie that game in Cleveland, you know, in a tough environment, and winning our first trip to the Super Bowl, you know, is one that I'll always remember. And the same thing with the Atlanta Falcons going and playing the Minnesota Vikings up in Minnesota in a hostile environment and winning that game, you know, something I'll always remember. So there's a lot of great memories, and, of course, there's a lot of, you know, hard ones to lose, too. When you go to, 9 Super Bowls and you lose 7 of them, there's a lot of bad ones you remember, too.
Coach, one more before we let you go. And looking around, you know, the NFL now, there's typically at least one team in each conference that's, you know, starting to peak at the right time, heading into the playoffs, that people say, boy, I wouldn't want to have to play them, you know, in the playoffs. Is there a team that you look at in each conference right now that you say, boy, I'd sure hate to have to face them in January?
Oh, gosh. You know, there's several teams, but, you know, certainly Pittsburgh, you know, watching them the last couple of weeks have been impressive. It's going to be interesting to see how they do in the next couple of weeks. You know, also, you always got to think about that, you know, the Patriots. And, you know, because of Tom Brady, that's probably one of the worst games I've seen him play, you know, this past week against Miami. So, you know, I think that in the AFC, those are two teams that you got to worry about. And, you know, in the NFC, there's a lot of good teams. You talked about it earlier. I think whoever comes out of the Saints and the Falcons and the Carolina, you know, whichever team, I mean, they should be a couple of them in the playoffs, you know, should have an excellent chance. But then you got to look at the, you know, the Rams, you know, are playing very well right now. So they're just a lot of good teams, and who can stay healthy? And, you know, it's just unfortunate Philadelphia lost their quarterback. It's going to be interesting to see how Foles does for them.
Coach, before we let you go, let our listeners know, how can they stay up to date with what you're doing, listen to you, whether you're on the radio or online? How can they stay up to date with all the great things you're still doing?
Oh, I mean, in Atlanta, you know, I'm with the radio station here, 680 The Fan, and I cover the Falcons during the season. That's about the extent of it. You know, when I was on television, they told me I had a face for radio, so I've been on radio for quite a while now.
Well, Coach,
that's true,
we can't
though.
Thank
that's
you
true.
Enough for we can't thank you enough for taking time out of your night to come back and be a part of the show. It's always a great thrill for Bob and I to get to spend some time with you. We hope you'll come back and do it again real soon. In between now and then, Coach, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to you and your family.
The same to you. Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and any time, guys. Love being on your show.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Coach.
All
take
right,
care.
Take care. All right.
That is former Dallas Cowboys running back and head coach Dan Reeves and Bob. It's just, you know, every time we get the opportunity to spend some time with Coach, it's a huge thrill for me, you know, to think that you know, we get the opportunity to spend time with him and let him share some of his memories and then his insights spot on.
Well, he loves the show, Chris, and we love him. I mean, we've had him on the TV side also. He's very accommodating, but he's as down to earth as they come. And we can talk about his playing career where, again, he was one of the more versatile players that I've ever seen. I mean, I was a very young one when he was playing, but that's always – people forget about that, a guy that has such a coaching pedigree, 23 years, but was a very, very good player in his own right. But my goodness, that's NFL royalty right there, Chris, and we're honored that he takes the time out to speak with us every so often.
Yeah, absolutely we are. All right, we've got our next guest, Tony Collins, and our five-star picks of the week hanging on the line. We'll get to Tony on the other side of this quick station break.